This is the Mickey Miles and More podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome back, Milers. My name is Chris Eliopoulos. I am your host today. I am the author, I'm the illustrator of the Ordinary People Change the World series, and I am the author of Cosmic Commandos and Monster Mayhem. Also, if you like I Am Walt Disney, please let me know in the comments at some point. With me today is my good friend, Dr. Michelle Scribner-McLean. Michelle, how are you?
Chris! I'm okay. You're also the co-producer of Xavier Riddle in the Secret Museum.
I know. I figured I can't go through all of the credits, yeah. But Mike is feeling under the weather, so we're going to ignore him tonight, by the way.
Yeah.
And we can talk about him and make fun of him while we're on the show.
He's our shout out. Yes, he's under the weather. So he gave his blessing for us to go forward and try to do what we do that he does, but not as well as he does it. But,
and it's not COVID, so don't worry. He's fine.
No, he's fine.
He's all good.
He should be back soon.
He will. Whenever you're listening, I didn't tell Michelle anything about this show, so she's sort of being
kept nervous. Worked up.
But I will say, so the idea behind this show came from listening to another podcast called The Hidden Brain, which is on NPR. I was listening to a recent episode called Our Pursuit of Happiness. And it talks a lot about scientific studies and the discussion of what makes good memories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, what makes you happy. There's the experience, and then there's the memory. I also had just recently read The Undoing Project, which sort of reaches into this thing. So I was going to talk to Michelle a little bit about this and explain it to you, Michelle, so that you kind of understand where I'm coming from. And it deals with what we're dealing with right now, which is the pandemic and the inability to go down to Disney because of various reasons. Some people are going, which is great. For us, our choices are to stay home. So a lot of the discussion in that episode was about the hedonic treadmill, which is the feeling that when you're constantly getting the stimulation of something you enjoy, the level of enjoyment bottoms out. It sort of becomes very like, so, you know, you love M&Ms. I give you an M&M. Oh my God, it's the best M&M. But if I start giving you an M&M every minute, it sort of loses its luster. So in these times when we, you and I and Mike and a lot of our listeners go to Disney World 2-3 times a year, we're not able to do that anymore. And what happens is when you get off that hedonic treadmill, the idea is you will enjoy an experience more when you deny yourself. So as a scientist, Michelle, I wanted to talk to you a little bit about it. Like figure out, this is the first part. We're going to do two parts, but this is the first part. Your scientific brain, your emotional brain is probably like, I want to be at Disney right now. Is there a part of you that's saying, I'm kind of glad I'm not going because I'm going to really enjoy my first trip back?
No. I think this is absolutely fascinating. I think it all boils down to the saying that, you know, we've always heard in our whole lives, absence makes the heart grow fonder, right?
Right.
I think that I miss it, and I definitely will appreciate it a lot more, but I really do wish that we could go. I was there, as you know, in March, and I walked back through that trip when COVID was just, Disney was about to shut down. We were there on the day that it was shut down, and I'm mentally walking back thinking, I wish I had appreciated that dinner more. I wish I had appreciated that trip to Epcot more. I wish I had appreciated whatever it is more. So I agree very much. I mean, you and I, before this conversation, were just talking about my favorite champagne, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And my favorite champagne, Veuve Clicquot. And I don't have it every day because it's expensive, but I also don't have it every day because I really, really want to appreciate it when I have it. It's such a special treat that when I do get it, the few times of the year I treat myself, I savor every single little bit of it. And I can just picture all of us going back to Disney and really savoring every part of that experience. I mean,
but isn't that a good thing?
Oh, I think it is a good thing. I mean, I miss it like crazy, but I mean, yeah. I remember the first few times going to the Magic Kingdom and the trams were awesome. Like,
yeah.
now recently I think, oh, it's such a freaking inconvenience to get on the tram and but now you like look at it, it's like, this is kind of cool. The tram is cool. And then, you know, getting on the monorail, it's part of the whole experience that I think we definitely take for granted. Don't you? Don't you think
that was my thought was when I was out for a walk and I'm listening to this podcast and I'm like, that was the point. Like every couple of months I was going down to Disney World. So maybe three times a year, cause we were running races. So I would be down there a lot. Then we'd go on vacation and it became for us as a family, very much all right, we've done that before. We can skip this. And we weren't savoring those moments. And I'm hoping that this respite from Disney is going to actually make those moments sweeter. Like going to Beaches and Cream and getting a Noe Jose is going to be so much more luxurious than in the past when we were doing it every 3 months, every 6 months. I love, you know, getting up in the morning and going the walk to Epcot. I miss that, but I know I'm going to really enjoy it more when I go down there. So, there are things that we get sloppy and lazy with. Like we don't, you know, appreciate what we had. And, you know, I think this might be a good thing for all of us. I mean, in general, in all things, right? We miss sitting at a restaurant, having a crowded, you know, normally I'd be moaning and groaning about having a loud, obnoxious restaurant and eating food. I'm actually looking forward to that. And I think I'm going to experience every moment and enjoy it. And I think my next Disney trip, I'm going to do that. Like,
yeah. So what do you think, what are the things that you think that maybe that you've walked by, overlooked, or didn't appreciate as much that you will look at in a new way? And I think, you know, I want to hear what you have to say, but I think it's more than just, okay, now we're back and everything's going to be the same. I think we have an opportunity to have like a reset mind because mm-hmm. this could happen again, right?
Yeah.
This could happen again. We could go once and then things could shut down again. So what are the things that you think, oh, you know what? I probably didn't appreciate that much as I should have. And I really can't wait to do this.
Yeah. It's funny. I know the first thought is to go to the big things, you know, like, oh my God, I want to go on this attraction or whatever. But sometimes it's just the silly little things, like the ability to just walk around World Showcase. You know, I used to moan because there were so many people around and they were like blocking the way. And, but I miss that. I miss just the simple fact of stopping into a location and grabbing a cheese board or a glass of wine or, hearing the music.
Yeah, the music. You know, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
The music around World Showcase and the torches and just the whole atmosphere.
Right. Like, so it's not even just the big stuff. Like, I miss going down there and taking 2 weeks or a week off and, you know, going on all these different rides and racing from one place to another. You know, sometimes it's just I miss getting a Dole Whip. I miss just sitting and enjoying the decadence of having foods you wouldn't normally eat at home because it's 8 billion calories. And we all know at Disney World and Disneyland, the calories don't exist.
Mm-hmm,
and, you know, I want to go and sit. I want to go to La Cellier and have pretzel bread. Dumb.
And just sit and take your time. Just
take it in. soak have a glass of, yeah, you know, like a cool beer. I like Tres Pistoles, which is like the dark beer there. Like those are the little things. And I think I'll enjoy it more because I haven't had it in a long time. I'm kind of trying to look at the positive here, that the fact that we don't get to go is giving us a better appreciation for the things we had and hopefully we'll have again.
Yeah. Some of the other little things that I miss that I always notice and I always think about are the landscaping, you know, like I mm-hmm. like driving around or driving or walking, going on a bus or however I'm getting around and just looking at the landscaping around there. That really makes me happy. The music, as I said, talking to the cast members, even mm-hmm. walking through security. How are you doing today? And, you know, how's it going? Oh, you're from Melrose, Massachusetts. That's where I grew up. And that type of stuff. I love those little interactions or, you know, talking to the cast members at World Showcase and hearing about where they're from and things like that.
Like I love like going to Via Napoli. Like I can't tell you how many times I've gone to Via Napoli and our wait staff have been such a joy. Like I have so many pictures of us with our waiter. Like, because they were so much fun and hearing their joy and like they're in the United States, they're like, you know, they're young college students who are for the first time experiencing going away from home and they're just soaking it all in. And like, I miss the joy of being a part of their lives for just that moment. Like literally I have had them friend me on Facebook after seeing them and become friends with it, you know, and seeing how they're doing as the years have gone on. Like some of them have gone back to Italy and, you know, you're like, oh, okay, they're home and that kind of stuff. I miss that, you know, and I want to, you know, I really, like I was telling my wife beforehand, I was telling her this subject tonight before I talked to you. And I was like, I really want to go and savor these moments. Like I really want to just soak it all in when I go back. And and I think that's part of the reason I don't want to go back right now, because I want the full experience and we're not going to get that right now. And that's fine. And some people, it's great. Go do your thing. But I really want to have that full experience to soak it all in and, you know, get drunk on Disney. Yeah. Not drunk at Disney.
No,
Disney.
I think I've had enough time away, but this week a family member had to go to our local airport here in New Hampshire, and I picked them up at the airport. And it occurred to me that, so our little airport here in Manchester, New Hampshire has 16 gates. It's the most charming little, having grown up around Logan Airport, which is a nightmare. It's a breath of fresh air. So I drove there and I thought, I feel like I'm going to Disney. Like, it just like lifted my spirits. I knew I wasn't going to Disney, but walking in there and like getting that, seeing the Southwest gate and like there's nobody there, which made me really, really sad. But it's just like the little things like that. I'm going to the airport and this is my trip and, you know, that type of thing. Chris, have you heard, the term, I'm going to get all sciencey on you now, olfactory adaption? Do you know what olfactory adaption is?
Well, obviously, you're getting used to certain smells.
Right. Yeah, so, well, like, it's the reason that if you go into a Yankee Candle, that the people there, like, I don't know if you've walked into a Yankee Candle, it's like, boom, the smell just hits you, and you feel like I feel like I'm going to pass out. But it's our ability to sort of adapt to a smell. And
adapt. Because I was trying to think of, because, like, last week, Becky and I were talking, and I talked about those candles, the Disney scented candles.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you were talking about like how a smell can bring you back to a moment.
No, it's not that.
So it's okay.
Have you ever walked into a house where somebody has a pet smell and they don't know there's a pet smell?
Right.
But you smell it.
Right. They get accustomed to it.
Or you know, your grandmother's house has a certain smell, but she doesn't smell it.
Right.
So it's when you get accustomed to a certain smell. Like if you have a cologne or a perfume, you don't smell it after a while. But people are like, you're getting to an elevator and whoa. So it's kind of like that. Like we have an olfactory adaption to our experiences at Walt Disney World. We're just sort of immune to, the excitement. And I think for me, that's one of the reasons I like going with people who haven't gone for a while or haven't gone at all, because you can kind of see the excitement on their eyes. Yeah. And I think for us, it's kind of like we get a chance to, we've adapted. We don't appreciate, you know, even things like how charming the Tangled bathrooms are in the Magic Kingdom. I mean, that type of stuff. Or, you know, looking at the Randy Poche leaf in, you know, around the teacups, or, you know, just how cool Future World is, you know, all those little things. I think we've sort of adapted, and now we're out of that experience. We're looking back and thinking, oh, you know, I wish I had appreciated that more.
Yeah.
So absence does really make the heart grow fonder.
It does. And I'm, you know, I think I'm more excited about going back now than I have been in recent years. Cause we, like I said, we've gone back a lot. We've gone very often, and it's great. And like, but you know, it's just like you're saying, like, again, since this is partially a running show, it's a treadmill effect, right? You know, after a while you're on the treadmill and you're just like, enough already. Like, I've done this. And you forget how great this stuff is. Like, I mean, so like I said, last week, Becky and I were talking about like favorite smells, and as you were talking about, and I was, because I always run this stuff by my wife, and you know, and she hit me with a good one, which was the smell of the yacht club lobby.
Oh yeah,
they pipe something into these hotels,
like it's salty.
That just
it smells like the ocean. Yeah,
yeah, and so you know, that kind of stuff where you know I think I'm going to appreciate it again. Like where like I tend to just walk in like, all right, I just want to get to my room, I want to dump my stuff, and I want to get back out and go to the parks as soon as I get there. I think I'm going to be a little bit more aware of my surroundings and in every sense.
But don't you think that our, because we go so often, at least for me anyway, I feel like it's pushed me to do things that I never would have done if I hadn't been so often. So go to restaurants that I never would have gone to, go miniature golfing, you know, go try new things, or just even sit and people watch. So I think it's good in that way, but I think that it, you don't appreciate the simple things.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you. What is your reentry trip going to be like? Because one of my friends is my MEI travel agent, and obviously travel agents are suffering right now. And I was saying to her, I think when we're able to travel again, people are going to, you know, I know I'm saving all my vacation money. Like I have a little account. Every time I get paid, I put vacation money in there, and the account is growing. So I've been thinking about this, like, what is my reentry trip going to be like? Everybody's okay. We have a vaccine. It's safe to travel. The Eliopoulos family is going to Disney World, and we're going to appreciate the things that we took for granted. What is it going to be like? Are you going to stay longer? Are you going to, what restaurants are you going to go to? What are you going to do to sort of savor the whole experience?
Yeah. You know, that's the thing. So our world is a little different. So our sons who, again, we've been taking our kids since they were 4 years old. It was the first trip they went on that we've gone every year. It's sometimes, like I said, we've gone three times in a year, which, you know, most kids would be like, all their friends are like, again, but they love it. Mm-hmm. And so as they got older, we would ask about our summer vacations and say, you know what, do you want to go somewhere else? And the look of horror on their faces, like, why would we want to go anywhere else but Disney World?
You brought them up so well.
I know. So they turned 21 a month ago. And we are, as we're recording this, I should have been in Disney World. We were going to be down there for 2 weeks. We would have left last week. So I would have been right in the middle of my vacation. The boys are very disappointed, obviously. We rescheduled through Becky for next year, exactly the same time frame. But the boys will be have graduated from college. And so they're going to go on to graduate school. They've already decided they're moving on. So it's going to be a bit of a celebration for us. So it's even beyond the fact that we haven't gone to Disney. I part of me is like kind of glad. It's going to be like a big celebration next August when we're down there for the first time in 2 years. And we get to really experience it and see all the things that we forgot we loved, and it, you know, it's going to bring back those wonderful memories of all these years that we spent down there. So I'm really, and it's going to be the, you know, the, what is it? The 50th anniversary of Disney World. I mean, it's just going to be a wonderful experience. So really it's more about enjoying it as a family. I think that's, it's going to lead into my next segment of this thing. But first I want you to tell me, what is your ultimate experience when you first go back?
Well, I know you and I stay in the same area. So my Disney Vacation Club is Beach Club, and I love being at Beach Club. I love that whole area. So it definitely would include Beach Club for me. Epcot, by hands down, is my favorite park, and I just love walking around World Showcase. I love everything about Epcot. So I think it'll just be really spending a lot of time, you know, going to every single thing and every single pavilion. And in terms of restaurants, I can't answer that. I have to think about that. But I think in the Magic Kingdom, there are rides that I just walk by. I think, oh, I'll get that next time. Mm-hmm. But Haunted Mansion, you know, I just love Haunted Mansion. I mean, we all love Haunted Mansion. Our Pirates. Mm-hmm. The People Mover, that type of thing, and you and I, our favorite ride, Space Mountain. Those type of things, just really, really, really taking my time and appreciating to see a fireworks show again would just be spectacular. Yeah. I think it would. But the thing that you know, is away from Walt Disney World, I was just actually mentioning this earlier today. One of the things that I really miss that I did every year is to go to Disney's Vero Beach, which is very, very relaxing. It's just a fabulous bed. It's everything Disney, welcome home. And but you're on the beach, there are sea turtles there, you can go kayaking, you can, you know, it's just really, really relaxing. I've gone with family, I've gone alone, I've gone with friends. So to really just savor that experience too, to go out to Vero Beach is part of my Disney vacation. So, and of course the cruises, we won't get into that, I think for me, and I think it'll, so you're used to going for long periods of time. I don't usually go for 2 weeks. I think I would go for 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe not stay at Beach Club the whole time, maybe move around a little bit. Where we ended up at the end of the last vacation was we rented vacation points at Boulder Ridge. And just really digging the Wilderness Lodge area, and want to spend more time there and just exploring the resort. So it's the resorts and the parks too. As you were saying, that the yacht club, I just really want to just take my time and enjoy those resorts too. So yeah.
It's going to be a good, I mean, you know, as much as this is awful, I think it's going to be a good experience, our first trip back. But so the second part of this episode that I was listening to, it was interesting. It's a whole discussion. You should definitely listen to the episode. But I was intrigued by the thought. They were talking about, and it goes back to a book I was reading called The Undoing Project. It was about a whole lot of stuff. It's definitely a book you should read. But basically,
I'm making my very long Chris.
I know. I have all these books. I even before we started recording tonight, I was giving Michelle books to read. The Undoing Project by Michael Lewis is an amazing book. It's about these two Nobel laureates who created, who got the Nobel Prize for economics, of all things. They're psychologists, but they got the Nobel Prize because they were discussing how people think about things and doing things. But in this episode, they talk about memory versus experience. So in the book, they talk about how you're enjoying in the moment versus what your memory of that moment moving forward is. So in this case, they talked to the doctor or the professor who was doing the study, and she had said she had gone on a trip. She was dating this gentleman for 3 months, and him and three other friends they live up in Canada. They were going to go on a trip cross country to go to the ocean somewhere, whatever the trip was. And they were going to take all the girlfriends, and all the other girlfriends were like, we ain't doing this. And she was the only woman to go with the four men. And she said it was an awful trip. And she's telling this wonderful story about, you know, everything was awful. Just, you know, the sewage backed up. It was just, it smelled awful. Everything was awful. But she has such a great story about it. Like, I mean, to the point where she was looking almost towards the end of the trip to book a flight home. It was that awful. Like, she wanted to get out of there. The men, trying to be good, picked up a bunch of women's magazines and read articles to discuss it with her because they wanted to just make her feel better. She wound up marrying the gentleman. So they're married, they have kids, whatever. But part of her study was, you know, what do we take away from experiences? Is it the memory or is it, you know, the physical? And she was talking about vacations, and she had written a book, and one of her students was like, you got the first chapter wrong. Because she was talking about, like, so we experience a moment and we're enjoying it. And then afterward, that's the memory of it. And it could either be good or bad, like it skews versus things. So the thought is, like, so you're on a vacation, you're having a great time, and right at the end, something goes really, really horribly wrong. That vacation is now tainted. And in your memory, it was a horrible vacation versus a good vacation, right? I mean, that's the kind of the study that was going on. But then they also talked about, the student came back to her and said, you know, what about purchases? Like, when you buy something on a vacation, does that enhance the memory of the trip? Or is it the memory of the trip, period? So before we even started, I started to talk to my wife about this one, and I had a 3-hour lecture from my wife about this. So to bring it all together, sorry, Michelle, I'm really babbling, trying to bring this around. When we go on our vacation to Disney World, we come away with a lot of memories that we love, but sometimes we also pick up items. I have items that I've picked up at Disney, and it brings me back to the moment I purchased them. Some I don't, or even pictures, things like I took pictures. I don't remember the moment, but it gives me the nostalgia, the joy of the parks. And so I was going to ask you as a scientist what your feelings were in terms of, do you enjoy the memories alone, or do you enjoy, like, do you, like, Mike is always buying, like, Mickey stuff or whatever he's got. Like, if you look, I mean, nobody can see it because we're on a podcast. Behind you is Mike's desk. He's got a couple of little Mickeys. He's got a clock. He's got this. Like, does that make him think back to the trips and that nostalgia feeling, that joy, or is it better just to have the memories of those events, or are they intertwined so you can't escape, you know, the items?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, because I think you and I are very different. You and I are very similar in a lot of ways, but we're different in this one way, which is you are a collector. Mm-hmm. I am not a collector. I don't like to have, aside from books and technology, right. Right now I have an Epcot shirt on. It's the only Disney shirt I have. It's the only shirt that I have, one Disney Vacation Club shirt, these are the only items.
And all your
that
Run
I have.
Disney shirts.
Well, all my Run Disney shirt, but I didn't really buy those. I was sort of, right. Yeah. I don't ever buy stuff like that. I am all about the memories. My favorite thing to do, whether it's in New Hampshire or at Walt Disney World or wherever I go, is to have a nice 3-hour dinner with good food and mm-hmm. good friends. That's like the best. So I'm all about the memories. I love to go shopping. I really do enjoy shopping, but I'm not a knickknack person at mm-hmm. all. You have lots and lots of cool collections of things, and I really mm-hmm. admire people who do that. I'm not that person. So for me, it's the memory. It definitely is the memory. So are you saying that, like, one bad experience can ruin a whole vacation? Is that what you're implying, or that?
Well, I mean, according to this,
we attach memories to events and things, and so they can kind of shape the way that we look at it later.
So right. So in the book, it's very interesting. Daniel Kahneman is one of the professors, and he's a brilliant person, and part of the study was, of all things, a colonoscopy, We're going right down there.
Good.
So in the study,
right down that hole.
Right down, literally. So in the study they did, back in the day, nowadays when they do a colonoscopy, they knock you out. Back in the day, they'd probably give you a local or something, or they didn't.
Conscious sedation.
Right.
I had lots of them.
And so what they used to do is basically shove it up and pull it out. Like that was the whole thing, right? So they did a study where they had the doctors, instead of just, you know, painfully pushing it up and pulling it out, on the way out, they would slowly do it. So the pain lasted a longer time, but it decreased over time. And when they asked people specifically about their experiences, they had a quote unquote better experience on the second one, as she loses her headphones. They had a better experience when it was longer pain, but slowly decreased, than if it was an abrupt change. Ah. And so the thought is, your memory experience is based on the whole, like, and you know, even though you could have, like, so that's what I was telling my wife. I said, you know, you could, like, so on our honeymoon, we went to Hawaii. We went to Maui originally. So we spent a week and 5 days in Maui. It was paradise. We enjoyed ourselves. We were relaxed. We would go out when we wanted to go out. We would stay in when we wanted to stay in. And then we felt like we needed to stop in Oahu and go to Honolulu and see the touristy sites for the last 3 days. And we were miserable. Like, it was just a city on an island. And it, to this day, taints my memory of that experience. Like, it was not like, but I remember those moments as being phenomenal. The first week and a half was amazing. I was so relaxed. I was so enjoying the time I was spending with my wife. And then those last 3 days spoiled it all. And so part of it, I think that goes into what they're talking about.
You know, I thought you were going to say something else. I thought you were going to say that when you're giving your first example, that you have an experience that tries your character or is terrible in many, many different ways. But as time goes by, you romanticize it and it becomes funny. And I'll give you a case in point, and it involves you and I.
Yeah.
You and I went on Space Mountain.
Yeah.
And there was somebody horrible in front of us. And, you know, for many different reasons, we won't go into the whole thing. But it was not fun when it was going on. But now it's really fun.
It's a great story.
It's a great story.
And I tell the story all the time
that you and I have. But at the time, it was like, oh my God, I can't wait till this is over. So I think that the mind can take a horrible thing, and it can, like this woman that you were talking about with the magazines and the horrible and booking the trip home, it can kind of meld it into something that you wouldn't want to repeat it, but now it seems like really fun. You're looking at it with a different perspective.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what she was saying. It's the same kind of thing. It's like, it was awful in the experience, but the memory is hilarious now.
Yeah.
And we can enjoy that on so many levels afterward. So yeah, so that's the thing, right? Like, so we can, something that's so bizarre and so out there, at the time, you're just like, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever. But, you know, there's moments that we've had that are just amazing, and like, they don't leave an imprint. And that's the funny part, right?
Yeah. So, like, when you, because I'm not a collector, I will say that, so I've had a rough week. It's been a tough week for a lot of different, a dear friend of mine today sent a gigantic bouquet of flowers. And the flowers are in a pitcher, so something that I'll be able to keep when the flowers go. And I thought, isn't this wonderful? Because it's been such a crappy week, and now at the end I'm going to have this pitcher that I probably wouldn't have bought myself. But every time I use it, I'm going to think, my awesome friend gave me this to make me feel better, and it was wonderful. But you go to the park, so you seek things that are Star Wars related or Muppets related, and you put them on your shelves and things like that. And tell me about like how you interact with that stuff or how it brings you back there. Because I'm not that way at all. I'm typically not that way. I like minimal stuff. I don't like clutter. I don't like. Yeah.
So if you've ever been to my house, I collect these R2-D2s. So it started when I was a little kid. I got, when the movie first came out, this R2-D2 action figure, and I still have it. It literally sits on my shelf about 3 feet from where I'm sitting right now. I was telling my wife, I don't remember getting it. I don't remember opening up the gift or how I got it. I don't remember playing with it as a kid, but I remember it always being there. It was just always there. And so it brings back that memory, that it's not even a memory, that feeling as a child. And maybe that's what we're talking about. We have these memories of events, you know, that we have at the parks. The tchotchkes, the things I pick up, I remember the feelings. So we picked up, I was telling my wife, I can't remember which trip I picked it up on. We went to Galaxy's Edge, and I decided to bite the bullet. I wanted to buy a lightsaber handle, the whole, without the long giant thing. And I don't remember, I remember buying it. I remember being up at the counter and buying it because I was like, do I really want to spend this money? But that was the interesting thing. It sits like on the shelf below that R2, and my son comes down every day because he was with me. He almost comes down every single day, comes into my office. He goes right in. He grabs that lightsaber and twirls it around every day. And it always reminds me of that feeling at Disney, the feeling, not the moment. Cause I like the memory is sort of faded. I'm like, which trip did we do that on? Like, I don't know the specifics, but I remember the feeling. And maybe that's what we get out of these items, is not the full memory, but the feeling and the emotion of that moment. And that's what I get out of it. And it's funny, cause in this episode, they talked to this professor and they did a study, and the memory of the event is really strong right after the trip is over. And then for the first like 6 weeks, they were saying the item that you picked up from that is like the end all be all. It brings back the memories, and that's the joy comes from looking at that item. But they said after like about 6 weeks, it's only about the memories. And I don't know if that's totally true, because I look at these items that I have around me, and it doesn't bring back the specific memory, but it brings back the feelings.
The feeling, yeah, that's interesting. So the things that I have, which are not many, one of the things I have is the mask that I wear now. I got it on Etsy, and it's like old time Mickey Mouse. It's not one of the ones that you order from Disney. It's just something I got at the beginning. And the reason I wear it is it because when I go out, it connects me to other people who like Disney. Like I went to, I don't know if you have it around where you are, it doesn't matter, but I went to this place called the Paper Store yesterday. And the woman's like, oh, Disney, I love Disney. I love Disney too. And so we have a conversation about it, and it kind of connects me to Disney. So the things that although I don't have a lot of tchotchke type of stuff, the few things that I have that are Disney related, I sort of, you know, I could wear something with butterflies on it or some sciencey type of thing, but I choose to wear my Disney mask because I know that it connects me to somebody else. Or I'll be driving around in our little town in Southern Nashua and see somebody with a DVC thing or a WDW thing, and I'll think, kindred spirit. So that makes me feel good too. But it's really, really interesting. Like the experiences, the things that bring us back there. Very, very interesting topic.
Yeah. So it was just it wasn't fully following what that episode was about, but it was sort of like it sparked some ideas in terms of the things that make us enjoy Disney and also miss Disney. So, I think that's going to wrap it up for today. If you have any of your thoughts about the things you pick up at the Disney parks or the experiences you had, please go to our Facebook page. Michelle, what is it? It's Facebook.com/Mickey Miles?
Oh, you put me on the spot.
I'm going to make you work for this.
Yeah, okay. You talk to the people and I will find it.
as she looks that up, I will say that obviously go back to iTunes and make sure you hit a subscribe. Tell your friends about it. I know we're having some issues in terms of making
people find it. Yeah, we think we fixed that, right? So it's Mickey Miles and More podcast on Facebook. And you'll see a picture that Chris drew of Mike, and he is a pirate.
Sweet.
We have a lot of folks on there. We don't post too often recently, but we'll put updates and things like that there. And
now that we're doing more podcasts and getting it back up and running, we're gonna start posting there. Personal note on as this comes out on Sunday at 8 o'clock, go to planetscum.live. I know. I will be a guest on the George Lucas talk show. It's a fun little show that I'm going to just talk about all kinds of crazy, dopey stuff, speaking of Star Wars.
Sunday when?
At 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern.
EST. Okay.
EST. So on behalf of the recovering Mike Scopa, Dr. Michelle Schwaber-McLean, I'm Chris Eliopoulos. We'll see you on the road.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.